Faithful Witnesses Wanted, Ellen G. White. There are men professing Christ who are unconverted in heart. They are looking to the world, following the customs and practices of men, and they do not reflect the light of heaven. The things of the world interpose between God and their souls. "When thou art converted," said Christ to Peter, "strengthen thy brethren." Unless the converting power of God molds the life, everything within the sphere of our influence will become dwarfed and die for want of the bright rays of the Sun of Righteousness. It is the design of God that His children shall become bright, shining lights to the world. But if that light is placed under a bushel, who is benefited by its rays? There is danger that God's people now will be found, as were the Jews, weighed in the balances of the heavenly sanctuary and found wanting. Christ rebuked the Jews because, while in small matters they were so exact, paying tithes of mint and anise and cumin, they neglected the weightier matters of the law, mercy, justice, and the love of God. Our first work must be personal. The heart must be cleansed from every defilement and sanctified by the truth. The love of Christ must burn upon the altar of the soul. Then, and then only, can we commend to others the things which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the Word of Life. And when we have done all in our power to dispel the darkness of error and doubt of unbelief and infidelity in the world, we must trust in God to do the rest. We must leave the issue in God's hands, nor allow our interest and love to grow cold because iniquity abounds. God calls for men who will bear a living testimony for Him, men who realize that they have been purchased at an infinite price, that the world of which they form part has cost the life of the Son of God. He wants His church to be composed of faithful witnesses who will be a spectacle unto the world, to angels and to men. Will you not, then, my brother, my sister, arouse and search the Scriptures for yourselves, not only to make sure that your doctrines are correct, but to learn how you may live more fully to the glory of God, how you may save souls for whom Christ has died? Christ's words to His followers are, "Ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." In our lives, we must learn to show forth the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Mrs. E. G. White.